Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm the editor of the magazine, Sarah Berman.
And I'm Home Beautiful's art director, Julia Houlihan. And today we're talking about decluttering in the home.
Let's call it the condo effect. I think everybody in our office watched the Marie Kondo show and everybody started decluttering.
It was a phenomenon.
But successful decluttering means getting it right first time so you don't lose momentum. And Jules has actually put together some tips to help.
So start small and make a list. I know it sounds silly, but crossing off things on my list is super satisfying. And it kind of builds momentum really quickly. So if you start crossing off things, you realize that the tasks ahead aren't so big.
So just talk me through that. So what sort of things are you putting on your list when it comes to decluttering? So for example, you're saying, number one, third drawer down, sort it out.
Yeah.
Number two, wardrobe.
Yeah.
Number three.
That's it. Room by room as well. Like Saturday, I'm just going to tackle the study and then give yourself a week.
So break it down. You're saying break it down so it's manageable.
Digestible. Yeah.
Yeah. First sort, then buy is a tip that you've given me, Jules.
This is a mistake I made myself. I cleaned out my study and then I went and bought all these boxes and hangers and clippy things and I was like, I don't need any of this. This isn't what I need for my it was basically a disaster and I had to go and return everything to Kiki Gay.
So what's the tip? Finish the sort.
First sort, then buy. So sort what you're going to get rid of, sort what you're going to keep, work out the piles you want to store things in. So you want your bills in one section, you want, I don't know, I've got notes about my dog's vet history in another folder. And then go out and buy what corresponds to your piles. So you need a box for this, a box for that, a shelf for that, whatever it is.
Gotcha.
Just keep it simple.
Okay, declutter in manageable tasks.
Yeah, so I think we kind of touched on this before with our list, but you're not trying to tackle your whole home on one weekend because that's just unachievable. Mm. And you'll get bored of it straight away and you'll start one task and then you'll go, oh, I'm sick of that, and you'll move on to another task and you'll just end up creating more mess than where you began.
We've all been in that situation where there's more mess than order and you're like, what have I started?
How did I get myself
into
this?
But no, I think this is a really good tip because it's really important to feel like you're making progress and you can't do that if the task that you've taken on is too huge. So one room at a time and then you'll actually be able to see the results and you'll be inspired to take on the next one.
Exactly, and that builds momentum.
And speaking of momentum, it's about seeing it through, Jules.
Yeah, exactly what we were just saying before. Don't half finish a task and move on to another task. Try and just pick manageable small tasks to begin with and then finish them. So start with your junk drawer. Super easy, it's one drawer. You'll see results pretty much within a couple of hours and then you'll be excited to keep going with another room in the home.
Can I tell you what I have a habit of doing?
You may.
I do the sorting. I do the build the charity pile or, you know, the donate pile or the sell pile or whatever it is, and I just shove it in the garage
and
eventually the garage is so overflowing.
Yeah. And you wait for those council cleanups to happen, which are like twice a year.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've got to act on that quickly and get it out of the house.
Now, be realistic.
Yeah, so you spoke about the condo effect, the Marie Kondo. We can't, like, yes, we'd love to aspire to be like Marie Kondo, but honestly, we don't live like that. We're not going to have a pantry drawer, that is all matchy-matchy and labelled. I mean, maybe some people will have that.
I believe that some people in the Home Beautiful office do actually
they
have that.
They do, not mentioning any names, but
not me.
Yeah, not me either. But just try and organise to a level that will satisfy you enough that when you look inside your cupboards and your pantries that you feel organised and the clutter has been cleared.
And I think if you've got the bones right, it doesn't matter if it gets out of order, you can very quickly put it back in order with, you know, 5 minutes as opposed to the 2 hours that it takes the first time.
And that's the Marie Kondo method. Everything has to have a hottest place in the home. And then that's what makes it really easy to put away and you don't just leave it on the bench.
And the biggest benefit from all of this is that a decluttered home means a decluttered mind.
Oh, what a lovely parting message. That's it from us today. Thank you for listening.
Please rate, review and subscribe to The Daily Home Edit.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.